Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and this is Shanice Fields, and you are now listening to Need Prayer, Ask Me, sponsored by Christian and Proud Outreach Ministries. And this show is dedicated to prayer. We just want to call out prayer that people have requested, and we want to be able to pray for them. So for the first 20 minutes of the show, we'll just be taking prayer requests, calling out prayers that have been already requested. If anyone is calling in, we will take your prayer requests, and we want to go from there and pray that this ministry will bless you, and it will strengthen you, and that it will encourage you. Amen. So we want to get started with our prayer requests, and we want to begin to pray and let you know who's requesting prayer. So if you are a prayer also, and it's our prayer for any of the, you know, the breaks, because we're going to get it together. You are into it live. And also, if you are listening to an archive of the show, then I pray that something will be said, that you just continue to pray for prayer. Okay? And so, as I get used to this setup again, I want to go ahead and start letting you know. A woman is requesting prayer who is suffering from diabetes for her cousin who has autism. She's also requesting for prayer and health, and for the salvation family. A man is requesting for prayer. Continue with our prayer requests, because see, ain't nobody mad but the devil. We're going to get this together. For everybody that's listening, just bear with us, because we have a little technical difficulties, but it's all right, because we'll get this podcast together in a minute. But we're back. And we're flowing, continue to flow in our prayer requests. We're praying for a man, again, who's requesting prayer for his mother. His mother is dealing with dementia for himself, for his children, and his entire church family. Also, a woman is requesting prayer for her family, for her son Brandon and her sons Tyler, her daughter Diogene, who is having nosebleeds and who's dealing with weird dreams. And so a woman is requesting prayer for her ankle, that it will heal quickly. She's also requesting that she can go back to work as soon as possible. So we want to hold these people. If we have any prayer warriors that's listening to the archive, the archive episodes of this show, we want you to continue to people up in prayer, even though the show is even though the show is over. We want to continue all week long. I'll be here all week long. Calling out prayers, and so we want to be able to do this. We want to be able to continue to pray for the people of God. Listen, God does nothing but an answer to prayer. The Bible says that we must pray without ceasing. And so we want to continue to lift up these people and continue to pray. Her ankle, don't forget that. She's requesting prayer for her ankle. And so we want that to heal quickly. desire, the best husband that God has created him to be, to his wife, leads by example. Also, we want to pray. A man is mother is experiencing pain on the body. That's he also is requesting prayer for deliverance for himself. Against old habits and old ways. And so we want to remember him in prayer. We want to pray for him that he will be totally healed, that he will be totally delivered, and that pain would subside, bind the spirit of pain and discomfort in his body in the name of Jesus. We want to pray right now for this man who is calling for deliverance from himself in Jesus' name. Right now, everything in him that's trying to go back to what he desired, honorable, back to the old ways, right now we come against that in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just feel that and pray for this man right now. So I just want to pray for him in the name of Jesus. And we want to pray right now in Jesus' name that all those old ways, those habits, that flesh would die. Those desires would die. That he will crucify that flesh in the name of Jesus. That he will guard hallelujah, the anointing that is on his life with the word of God. That he will surround himself with saints that are strong, that can strengthen him in the name of Jesus. That he'll be aware of the thoughts that he's thinking. That he begin to cast them down. That he will stand up and take authority over every spirit of influence that's trying to influence his life negatively in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name, there's a word. For the healing of her father. And so we want to just pray for her. Lord, we just lift up this woman today, hallelujah, who's requesting prayer for her father. We pray, hallelujah, for total and complete healing for her dad. Every disorder in his body, may it find order. Every malfunctioning in his body, may it find function in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for complete healing from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Right now in Jesus' name, we just command a turning around in his situation. Right now, a turning around in his situation. That there be a turnaround in his situation today. Right now, God. And Lord, we just want to pray, continue our prayer request. A man is requesting prayer for his marriage. You said that in your word, God, that marriage is honorable. Hallelujah. And the marriage bed is undefiled. You said that a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So marriage is a good thing. Marriage is an example of our relationship with you. Being that you are the head of the husband and the husband is the head of the wife. Hallelujah, how everything works in order. So we pray right now, God, for the marriage, that it will be strengthened. Right now, God, that it will be successful, that it will work. In the name of Jesus, we pray that every distraction, every division, every spirit of deception that will creep into this marriage will be bound right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let them walk in love. Let them walk in unity. Let them walk in togetherness in the name of Jesus, forsaking all others but you, oh God. Right now, I pray for that marriage. A woman is requesting for prayer, hallelujah, that she get her own place. And we just pray right now, God, that you will open up those doors, yeah, that seem to be closed, that you will give her the know-how and the means, God, to get her own place, God. We pray that someone that have a place, God, that they'd be willing to give it to her, that she will buy her own home. And if she don't want to buy her own home, God, right now, God, open up a place, hallelujah, for her to go rent. In the name of Jesus, touch the heart of the landlord. Touch this young woman's heart. Give her wisdom. Give her direction to where to go, where to seek, hallelujah, for her own living quarters. In Jesus' name, God, do it for your glory, that she'll know that you are real, yeah, and that you do nothing but an answer to prayer. In the name of Jesus, God, we surrender these prayer requests into your hands. Yeah, we got a couple of more minutes, and we're going to be coming forth with some more prayer requests. Amen. So it's not too late. If you have not gotten in your prayer request, you still have time to get in your prayer request. And also, we will be back again tomorrow at the same time, calling off prayer requests. Also, we want to pray for a woman who is requesting prayer for her friend who has sickle cell. And we want to pray for a young woman who has had a heart transplant about 2 weeks ago. So we just want to lift those women up, those ladies up in prayer. We want to lift those ladies up in prayer. And so let's do that. We want to lift them up in prayer now. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for these women. We pray right now, God, that you will touch their bodies, Lord. Hon, that you are a healer and you are a deliverer. Oh, God, we pray right now in Jesus' name that you touch their bodies and that you will heal them, God. For your word said, by your stripes we were healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now that every cell in this woman's body that's, hallelujah, experiencing some type of sickle, that it's experienced some type of attack, some type of malfunction, we pray that it will receive function in Jesus' name. We pray right now for complete healing and deliverance for this woman that's dealing with sickle cell today. We pray order into their body. We could pray right now that everything in her body will function as you have created it to function. Right now, all sickle cells will begin to turn back into the cells that they were supposed to be, how they shape roundly, like they were created to shape in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for excavation of everything in her body that's not like you, that was not put there by you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit of sickness and disease. Right now, every, hallelujah, form of infection in her body, everything right now, up out of that body now. We pray for complete healing, total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. Right now, we pray that this heart transplant survivor, transplant recipient, oh God, we pray right now that transplant, since she has that heart transplant, that it will function as a regular heart, that she will have no complications, that she will have no pains, no aches, no discomfort from this transplant organ. This organ will operate and function. We decree it right now in the name of Jesus as it was a real heart in the name of Jesus, that it was her heart. It will just go into that place and begin to function as if it was a part of her from the beginning. There will be no complications. We bind all forms of complication, any form of the infection in the name of Jesus. We come against you right now in Jesus' name. A woman is requested for prayer for 100% debt collection, cancellation, sorry. She's requesting that all of her debts be canceled. And so, press, She's requesting that the debts be canceled. We pray a cancellation for the debt. The Bible says we can have whatsoever we say. And we decree it in the atmosphere that every debt that she has, that it will be 100% annihilated, that it will be canceled and be done away with in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will give a favor with those who are holding notes in Jesus' name, that you will give a favor for those who are holding the debt right now in Jesus' name, and that it will be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we decree that in the atmosphere, hallelujah, that she's 100% debt-free. A lady is requesting for prayer for her son. A woman is requesting for prayer for her son, that God will give her wisdom. Yes, don't stop. It don't stop. Y'all got to work with us because we're having a little difficulty. So we want to keep praying for this young woman. We have like 10 more minutes to go. We want to pray for this young woman that God will give her wisdom, that will bless her with the husband, and God will show her how to raise her son. Amen. We also, Yonda, but let's pray for that prayer request now. And then we want to go back and we're going to pray for our initial getting prayer requests. The ones that I haven't prayed for, we want to just hold them up in prayer. Amen. And so, yay, thank you, Lord, for we're launching out in the deed. Right now, we pray, God, that you will give this young woman the desires of her heart, that you will show her and lead her, God, on how to be a good mother to her son. God, that you will give her wisdom and insight. Right now, open up her understanding to deal with him, God. Hallelujah, as you have dealt with us as dear children, oh God. Right now, in Jesus' name, let her step up to the plate, God, to be, hallelujah, that mother figure that he needs, God, that example that he needs, oh God. Give her wisdom to deal with any disabilities that this young man may have, God. Give her knowledge and understanding, oh God. Right now, and most of all, give her patience in the name of Jesus for this little boy. Right now, we pray that you will give her a husband, one that will love her like you love the church, one that will not compromise his salvation, but one that will, hallelujah, treat her, hallelujah, as a wife, as women should be treated, as the woman should be treated, oh God. Give her the desires of her heart. Work it out for her, oh God. Right now, and cause her to be the wife that the man that she's requesting would be, would desire, oh God, right now. And let her begin to do those changes now in expectation that her husband will come. But let her seek you for foremost and firstmost, oh God, hallelujah. You said that if we seek you first, God, then all these little frivolous things, all these little things, all these little desires that we have, they will be added unto us. So let her seek you first, God. Let her fall in love totally and completely with you, oh God. Hallelujah, and then we know that that husband will be coming, God. A man is requesting for his children that they will come to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And he's also praying that him and his wife will have good health. He also requesting for him and his wife to have good health. And so, Lord, we just lift up that prayer request up to you, oh God. And we pray right now, God, that the children will hearts will be turned back to you, oh God, that they will desire you, oh God. We pray for good health for him and for his wife, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, we pray that their bodies will line up with the word of God. Right now, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will give them wisdom and insight on knowing what to do concerning eating habits, the things that work for their bodies and things that work against their bodies. In the name of Jesus, if they need to lose weight, that you will give them the strength, God, and ability and a desire to want to do that, oh God. Right now, whatever it takes, God, to help them get their bodies, hallelujah, their health to line up. Hallelujah, God, let them be willing to do. In Jesus' name, we bind, hallelujah, taking of all these medications. Let them find some natural preservative ways to better or to, I don't know what the word to say, to take the meds. Let them find some alternative medication, thank you, Holy Ghost, that they can take, Father, that will help them, that will help their health issues. In Jesus' name. A lady is requesting prayer, hallelujah, for her classmate that lives in St. Pete, hallelujah, that you would deal with them. They have MS, oh God, and we just pray right now, Lord, that you will touch them wherever they are. Touch them in the spirit of their mind, touch their bodies, touch their lives right now in Jesus' name. Heal them, deliver them, set them free. Hallelujah, God, if they don't know you, let them know you. Hallelujah, and then if they do know you, allow them to know you as the healer that you are. Hallelujah, oh God. You, hallelujah, said that it was a done deal. On Calvary, we were healed. Hallelujah. Get up off of those bodies now, devil, in the name of Jesus. And we pray a special prayer, hallelujah, for a sister dealing with some health issues. Oh, God, a sister that's requesting for her spiritual sister that is dealing with some health issues today. We pray right now, hallelujah, for total and complete healing of her body, oh, God. We pray right now, hallelujah, for total and complete restoration. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the cancer in her body will leave now in Jesus' name. Go back to the abyss. Go back to cinder in the name of Jesus. We call for her body to function as God has created it to function right now in Jesus' name. Let her eat the right things. Let her do the right things. Let her think the right thoughts. Those things that will hinder her healing right now in the name of Jesus, we bind them now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For by your stripes we were healed. And we walk in that healing, and we walk in our right to claim, hallelujah, the healing that is already ours in Jesus' name. Oh, God, and we just want to pray for all the prayer requests, hallelujah, and totality, hallelujah. People are dealing with husband diabetes and autism and hallelujah, salvation for their families. Hallelujah. Church, praying for the entire church family, praying for mothers dealing with dementia. Praying for the salvation, hallelujah, of his children, of children. Praying for a woman's family. Praying for a woman's ankle to be healed. Praying for a man that wants to be the best husband, hallelujah, that you have created, oh God. And the great leader, hallelujah, one who leads by example. We lift up these prayer requests before you, oh God. And we know, God, you do nothing but an answer to prayer. We know that your words say healing is the children's bread. And because healing is the children's bread, oh God, we know that it's your ideal, hallelujah, that we all be healed. And we pray, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, for the salvation, hallelujah, of the children, hallelujah, that they will come to know you as Lord and personal Savior. Lord, they will have a desire to want to know you, oh God. We pray for the salvation of this whole family, oh God, that each and every child, each and every daughter, especially the daughter having the nightmare, that she will come in to know you in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before you today and hold up the prayers of our sister and brothers before you, God. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the honor, hallelujah, that you have bestowed upon us, oh God. And God, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that tomorrow that we'll go even higher, hallelujah, in the prayer. In the prayer, that we will go even higher in the prayer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. We want you to stay encouraged today, people of God. We want you to know that God loves you, and we love you too. Hallelujah, God. And God does nothing but an answer to prayer. Need prayer? Ask me. I will see you here tomorrow at the same time, holding your prayer requests up before you, holding your prayer requests up before, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, amen and amen. I love you. God bless you. Tune in tomorrow. You will have it better. Tomorrow will be another day. It's going to be on and popping. It's going to be on and popping. You be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Need prayer, ask me. Sponsored by Christian and Proud. I am Pastor Shalice Fields, and you have been tuning in. Amen. Pray. Pray for someone today. Pray for yourselves. Encourage somebody. I double dog dare you to go encourage somebody. I bet you be encouraged too. Amen. God bless. And bye-bye.